It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program here at Biloxi City Hall at 10:26 in the morning on Thursday, August 17th. And the person that's going to tell us what's going on in the show today is Ms. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the City of Biloxi Public Affairs Specialist.
Hi, and welcome. Yes, I'm Cecilia, and of course, like you said, we're here at City Hall, and we have a little bit of information. We had some things going on this week we're going to talk about, and we also have a special guest with us from Team Waste that's going to be telling us about some changes that are happening.
Where is the mayor?
The mayor is actually in Cuba. He is down there speaking to some officials regarding bringing a baseball team to Biloxi to play. I think it'll be playing around in 2018. He's also there to talk to some officials about a race, a boat race. I'm not sure if he had a name for it, from Cuba to the United States. So there's a couple things coming up.
Boat race, steam?
You never know. It's coming from Cuba. You never know.
What he's looking to do, and I just had to throw her a curveball because I knew she could handle it, a Cuban national baseball team. He's looking to see about bringing them up here to MGM Park. And these are some of the connections he made when he was in Washington as well as at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And he thinks it would be a great economic development tool to bring in these baseball players from Cuba who are some of the leaders in the sport today. Cecilia, before we get to our special guest, we also had a couple of other things going on. There was a walkway that's in the works now, a second walkway.
There's a pedestrian walkway. It is, of course, a pedestrian walkway. Of course, it'll be on Highway 90 for people to get across from all of the activity south of the beach to all the activity north of the beach and to get there safe. There's two that's in the works. There's one that's going to be closer down towards MGM Park and then one that's going to be closer to the watermark. These will be just a freestanding walkway that will have, of course, steps and an elevator to get up to go across to the other side and then down.
The big question, William Sackett, that everybody asks, and Cecilia and I were asking this question yesterday of the powers that be, when are we going to see these walkways? What they're talking about doing is starting construction on the one down by the watermark, which will bring you to the Small Craft Harbor, in summer of 2018. The next summer coming up, the construction will start, and it will be finished by the end of 2018. The walkway that's going to be over at MGM Park, from right there where the parking garage is, close to Kaivet Street, kind of, and going south towards the Beau Rivage, that one is under the auspices of the Mississippi Department of Transportation. We are of the belief that they're going to finish that one first before the one is finished over here at the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor, and we know that they're going to do a good job with that. Speaking of MGM Park, the Biloxi Shuckers will be back in town on Monday, August 21st, and they're going to have a 10-game homestand. They're going to be playing the Mobile Bears as well as the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And the big thing about this is we're getting down to playoff time. Right now, the Shuckers are tied for second place with the Mobile Bay Bears, which is one of the teams that they're going to be playing. The Shuckers are one half game behind the first place team. The first place team happens to be Jacksonville, who they will also be playing. So this is an exciting time for the Shuckers. Monday is when the 10-game homestand begins, but last night, Wednesday, they started a 20-game stretch where they're going to be playing 20 games in 20 days. And 10 of those games are going to be right here at MGM Park. How about that for some Shucker talk? Who's our special guest today?
We have a special guest with us today from Team Waste. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit of information about what you're going to talk to us about.
Hi, thank you all so much for having me. My name is Jenna Bennett, and I'm the marketing manager for Team Waste. So I'm here to answer some questions about all the trash stuff that's been going on.
Yes, there's been a lot of talk about that. And Cecilia and Mike Leonard did a great show on this subject about, several weeks ago. I was on vacation, but there has been so much talk about this. And one of the biggest things Biloxi residents need to know is right now we have Waste Pro that is in charge of our recycling and in charge of our trash pickup and, of course, regular garbage from your house. They pick up, like at my house, I put it out on Monday, they pick it up on Tuesday, and they pick it up on Friday. From what I understand, we're going to be going in Biloxi to one-day pickup. Tell me why I would be happy about this.
you don't want to be trashy anymore. You want to minimize. It's kind of like closet space. If you give me a giant closet, I'm going to fill it up with as much as I can. But if you give me a little closet, at least it'll make me sort and pick the best things I need to put in there. So I will say the positive thing about this is we are kind of getting in uniform with the nation. Most of America only has a one-day trash pickup day. So we don't want to be trashy anymore. So we're going to clean up. We're going to have one garbage can. You can get another. There are people with many kids and have a lot of trash, and I understand that. It's more of a holding thing, I think. I think people like it to be neat and clean in their garbage can, whether you have one bag or 15 bags. So we're going to try through trash talks and community awareness to teach people how to sort, because I feel like, you know, with the debris maybe not being picked up as regularly, people have only resorted to using their garbage can to put everything in. And if you recycle and you separate it properly, you really should have some space left. So we're hoping to help with that.
And so it's going to be one day pickup. And in that one day pickup, that's when the garbage will be done. That's when recycling will be done. And also trash pickup has always been a big thing. What is the difference between garbage and trash?
So garbage is mostly food waste. I would say that's the primary difference of when you're dealing with debris or trash waste and garbage waste. Garbage is your food waste and stuff that you would put in your regular can. Debris goes to a special landfill that isn't as strictly permitted because it doesn't harm the environment as much. But it's wood, it's your furniture, it's your bigger stuff that, again, I'm just going to go back to food. That's mostly the big difference.
To me, it's always been stuff that will not fit in the can.
Exactly. That is a very good way to put it. Any kind of yard, if it's in your yard, or like you said, it's large, it's your refrigerators and all that stuff, and they will take that. Pelican Waste, as a part of the contract, can take refrigerators if the CFCs have been removed. So you can go to these places, they'll remove the Freon and all the dangerous material, and then they can take the refrigerators and large items and put them in the landfill.
One of the biggest complaints that I have witnessed over the years with this garbage, with this whole garbage and trash, and by the way, I don't use the word debris. I think of hurricanes when I think of debris. I use the word trash for the what y'all call debris, and the mayor keeps using debris too. The mayor does, and I wish he'd get away from that. But anyway, the thing that I have noticed over the years is the biggest thing has been when there's a missed pickup, whether it is on garbage or whether it's recycling or on trash. What are y'all going to do about addressing this problem of missed pickups, particularly now that it's only one day service?
Right, and that is a huge deal. Well, I can sit here and tell you we're going to be perfect, and so will Pelican. But, you know, that probably isn't going to be the case. Things will happen. So when you get your can, on the side of the can, there'll be a new 228-701. I can't remember the last four digits at the moment, but you will have that on your can. And that is the number you will call for both services. It'll say press 1 for garbage and recycling, press 2 for trash, and then it'll direct you to who you need to go to. They've gotten a new system called CityWorks. Everything will be logged very intricately. There will not be a lot of I call them. It's all going to the same system. Everyone has eyes on that same system. The complaint will be logged and tracked from the time. You know, we have cameras on our trucks, so we'll be able to verify, yes, your can is chipped, and that way it'll help keep up with it. So big thing to remember is if you move, do not take your garbage can with you. That can stays at that residence. It's chipped to that residence, so we're not, you know, it's not a big brother. It's nothing bad. We're merely making sure that that can stays with that home, and that way we can keep up with if it's dumped or not.
Explain this chip to me that you speak of.
Well, I may not be the most expert person on this, but there is a chip in your home. When they bring the can to your home, they will scan it to your address. And basically, like I said, all this chip does is to ensure that when it's dumped, it'll be read by the garbage truck, and then it will go into the system so we can give a report of all the homes that were dumped that day. And it'll also tell us if the can has been moved. It'll flag it and say, this can doesn't belong to this home, so then we can move it back. It's an accountability system. Right now, I know there have been issues with people's cans being lost, broken, and then they have to provide new cans, so that's more money. So it's just an accountability thing of saying, well, you know, this can moved here, or where they are, and what the issues are.
The recycling, and right now I've got a little bin, but that's going to be changing, isn't it?
Yes. So I'm excited about that because even though it is one day a week, you will get a larger recycling cart that you can pull out, and it will allow more room for, you know, I get Coke boxes, you tear them apart, and sometimes they fit in your bin, and you have all these Coke and everything. It'll give you more room, and I hope that people will really take advantage of this because we'll be able to provide some good statistics from the CHIP of how many homes are recycling and be able to promote it better and give some real statistics on it.
Why would I even care about recycling?
It reduces landfill space. Whether you are the tree-huggingest person out there or you are the trashiest person out there, I think the bottom line is no one wants multiple landfills in their community. Right now we have Pecan Grove that we take our garbage waste to, and it's got an end at some point. If we have another storm and it continues to fill up, at some point they'll have to permit another landfill in this area, and I don't think anyone wants another landfill in their backyard. So at least you're diverting the waste. You know, no matter how you feel about the whole eco-green issue, we want to save our landfill space.
The reason that the saving the landfill space is very important, and a lot of people are saying, well, gee, what does this mean to me? What it means to you is I cannot promise you that the price is not going to go up in future years on the whole garbage issue and the collection of garbage. But what I can promise you is if that landfill fills up, because there is a fee involved with that landfill for every cubic yard that goes into that landfill. So if we can keep that expense lower, then we can try to keep control over this price that we're looking at right here. Cecilia, throw a tough question at her. We haven't really hit her with anything yet.
What items can go in the recycling bin?
Let's see, your plastics, your cardboard, your aluminum cans, metal cans. We have a magnet included. Every home will, inside your garbage can, will have a little plastic bag that has a packet and a magnet. The magnet to me was crucial because, you know, like you just said, you think recycling should come quickly to you, but it doesn't, and you have to kind of wonder, and do I wash this? Can I put this? You can't put plastic bags in your recycling bin. So it's just an interesting thing of education, but it's not thrown in your face. We wanted to give it to you so you could put it on your refrigerator, tell your kids, if you don't know what goes in there, at least just look and see. We have pictures, so we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
So the contract starts October 1st. That's when we go to this new schedule of pickup, and the question I have to you is, are y'all going to be bringing these cans out there the night before to all of these residents in Biloxi?
We're not Santa. I mean, you know, we always wondered how he did it, but I mean, we've started Monday, and right now I think we're in the Wool Market area out there. We will slowly move down from Wool Market and the county into D'Iberville and Biloxi in the next few weeks. So we're excited to have the cans out, get the information, and we ask you not to use your can though until Waste Pro picks up their cart.
That was my question. What do I do with my old one?
Don't hide it. You know, that's another thing that I think residents will have a hard time with is in the past, people have hidden their carts or they've accrued multiple carts and they've got an advance cart from the past contract. They have a Waste Pro cart. We contractually cannot pick up any cart except an HCUA cart or a Team Waste cart that you purchase additionally. So if you hide your Waste Pro cart, you decide to put garbage out with it because, you know, you don't want to deal with the once a week pickup thing, we cannot pick up your Waste Pro Advanced, any of those carts. So I don't want to leave any resident in a bind of having a smelly extra cart out there because we can't pick it up. But they will pick them up. They will pick up the extra carts. Waste Pro will.
Yeah, Waste Pro is going to be picking them up. But meanwhile, continue to use that old cart. And then whenever you get the new one, continue using the old cart until October 1st. That's when the big change happens. You mentioned smell.
Smell. That has been, while Facebook perusing, I've seen a lot of people concerned about their crawfish bowls and all the smell.
Because of the 1 week pickup,
yes,
once a week.
Once a week pickup, yes. So my advice currently, and I'm looking for better ways, is we're going to recommend some deodorizers and some stuff that you could purchase at Lowe's that you could put in your can, lime, something that will mask the smell. I know that doesn't get rid of it, but it helps it at least be tolerable until we can pick it up, and apologize for, you know, the South Mississippi heat, but it's just something I guess we're going to have to find a helpful remedy to get by.
Now, the big days in Biloxi are going to be Thursday and Friday. So essentially what I'm looking at is, for the most part, people who are north of the interstate and then the Eagle Point area, which is south of the interstate, their pickup day is going to be Thursday. And then everybody south of the interstate, essentially, is going to be on Friday. So it's going to be a pretty busy time for y'all every Thursday and Friday in Biloxi.
Heck yeah. We're excited, though. We all do. You have a large population. Biloxi has asked for 2 trash talks, which are the community outreach programs, 1 on each side of the city. So, you know, they wanted to make sure to accommodate all residents so they could come out, ask questions, and hear about all the changes. And, you know, I know residents are thinking of stuff daily as they get stuff and as their concerns build with the once a week. So gather your questions. I think you can probably submit them to the city if you want, or you can keep them and come to the talk and ask yourself. We're happy to answer any questions.
Good point on the talk. Cecilia, do you have any clue when those talks are going to be in Biloxi?
Yes, definitely. The first one will be Monday, August the 28th at the World Market Community Center. This will be from 6 to 7 p.m. And then the second one will be Thursday, September the 21st at the Donald M. Snyder Senior Community Center on Pass Road, again from 6 to 7.
I want to know just a little bit as we're getting ready to, and all that's on our website, we're getting ready to dive into this big contract with this company called Team Waste. Tell me a little bit about this company. Is this the first time y'all have ever done something like this, and did y'all just start last week?
No, fortunately, we have a little bit of experience. No, we actually have the old Advance facility out on Hudson Cron Road, so that's where our Gulf Coast office is. We began in 2015, but the owners and partners have been a part of the waste industry for a long time. But in 2015, we began doing commercial, and then 2016, we were lucky to get the Hancock County contract, Moss Point contract. We have Hinds County. We have Marshall County in the north part of the state. We also have Leakesville and Wiggins. So we're not new to any of this, and we will be doubling, though. I will say that, you know, Harrison County is large, and we are excited to take it on. So, but we'll double overnight, basically, with the contract.
I was looking at the map, and quite frankly, y'all are going to be, I mean, William, they're picking up trash Monday through Friday, and Monday they're over, it looks like, in Pascagoula. It appears on Tuesday you're going to be in Long Beach, and then on Wednesday it's the unincorporated areas of Harrison County, and then of course on Thursday and Friday is when you're over in Biloxi, and of course Gulfport is going to continue with Waste Pro. Cecilia, hit those meetings again, the ones that we got in Biloxi, that people can come out and ask whatever questions that they have of these fine folks from Team Waste.
Yes, and there's actually 3 in the Biloxi area, because 1 is World Market, which is Monday, August the 28th, World Market Community Center. Then on Tuesday, September the 5th, at the Frank Grudge Community Center on Howard Avenue, and then Thursday, September the 21st, at the Donald Snyder Community Center on Pass Road, and those are from 6 to 7 p.m., and they are free.
Okay, yeah, free. That's nice of y'all doing that for free. William, you got a question?
I want to ask you, how big is your fleet?
Oh, man.
It's growing.
It is growing. I want to say right now we have 30-ish garbage trucks, maybe, and it will probably double, so we'll probably have close to 50.
And these are full-size diesels?
Full-size diesels. They're the new one. You will be getting new garbage trucks, so you should be seeing new garbage trucks in your area. They're very up-to-date, all the latest GPS. Like I said, there'll be cameras on them, just mostly to cover us. You know, if a garbage truck hits something, we'll have proof of what's going on. But we're excited to see the new trucks roll in. They're pretty, and hopefully won't be leaking or anything like that.
Now, are these trucks that are automated, are they manned by people on the back as well?
A little bit of both. Mostly are automated, though. It does reduce time, and there are a need for ASLs in some situations. They are the ones that, well, that's the side loaders, so I think I'm speaking incorrectly. The side loaders are the ones that have the arm and grab. The rear loaders are the ones that 2 people are on. You have a guy in the back that can get out and grab the bags and throw them in. We probably won't be running many of those. We will do the arm because it's just the pickup and it'll increase time. But the Pelican, the debris company, I know they will be running some ASLs to throw in the little hand piles, the leaves, the little stuff, and then they'll run the big grapple trucks that'll grab your couches and all the bigger stuff.
This is going to be a huge opportunity for this company, as well as for Pelican, as well as for the residents, to get this contract off on a really good start. It's a fresh start for everybody. And if somebody's been listening to this program and they have a question for you, what is your email address?
My personal email address is jbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at teamwasteusa.com. I would also encourage people to go to the Harrison County Utility Authority website. They are the main people of the contract. You know, they're overseeing it, so I don't want to leave them out. They are who we answer to, so they're also a good resource.
Yeah, that's been a big thing that we wanted to cut through all of that red tape and let people hear directly to the people from Team Waste. But this is a countywide contract, with the exception of Gulfport, and that was all done to try to save money and be more efficient. And that's why we wanted to have you here today to talk about that, so that we could hear it directly from the company that's going to be doing a lot of the picking up. So thank you for joining us today, Jenna.
It's been a pleasure. Biloxi's always a great city to work with. I appreciate all y'all's hard work and wanting to get the information out to the public.
This too shall all pass. thank you. Cecilia, tell us about this weekend.
Yes, well, starting today, we have the Parks and Recreation Department has the summer movie series. It is a postponement from last Friday because of the bad weather. It is they will be showing the movie Finding Dory, the Disney movie. It'll be on Town Green again tonight, Friday, August the 18th. Concessions and fun will be at 5:30. The movie Water Slides and Other Games will start at 6, and the movie will be at dusk. This will be, again, on the Biloxi Town Green. There will be some bleachers there. Please bring your lawn chairs to sit in. As of right now, the Parks and Recreation Department is still planning on holding the event. Just to check, please call the Parks and Recreation Department at 228-388-7170. Also, Friday night will be their special needs back-to-school dance. It'll be at the Donald Snyder Community Center on Pass Road. It's open to all children and adults with physical and mental disabilities. It will be from 6 to 9 p.m. They're asking all participants to wear their favorite sports team jersey. Admission is free, and food and security will be provided. And, of course, the Parks and Recreation Department is also holding their fall swimming lesson registration. It is weekdays at the Biloxi Auditorium from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's for all ages from 6 months to adults. Of course, all that information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
And we would be remiss if we did not mention yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley, who had so many Biloxi connections from his early days before he really skyrocketed to fame and fortune. And we have today is the anniversary of Hurricane Camille, and we want to remember all of those who perished in that storm. And then, of course, coming up at the end of the month, August 29th, will be the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we're asking people to please watch the weather. There's some activity out there far, far away right now, no threat to us, but we have sent out the storm and flood preparedness information, so please heed that advice that is in there. William, I think that wraps up this week's show, unless Jenna has something else she wants to say.
No, just want to say thanks again for including me, and I'm here to answer any questions if any residents have them, or like I said, get them to me or Biloxi or the HCUA, and we'll make sure you're well-informed before October 1st.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.